flows just right if you're on vacation, a treadmill, or describing QuickBooks. It should be more like SlowBooks, those difficult integrations, manual processes, and glitchy delays that leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Now is the time to switch to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system. Oracle NetSuite gives you everything you need and more. You can have full visibility and control to your finances, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and so much more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place. And the best news for you, right now, special financing is back. NetSuite is offering one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to switch today. You can head to netsuite.com/scale right now to get that special financing. That is netsuite.com/scale. That is netsuite.com/scale. Let them know that Poya from Uncharted Podcast sent you. That is netsuite.com/scale. Hi, everybody. Poya here. Welcome back to another great episode of the Uncharted Podcast. I just got back after 1 week of being at Sasser Annual, and then we had an offsite. And I want to share a couple of my learnings and things I observed being back after 18 to 20 months at a large in-person gathering. So Sasser Annual is the largest software cloud gathering of executives, founders, investors. And for the sake of this conversation, anybody that's anybody in the world of technology is usually there. This year, it took place at the San Mateo Event Center. It was outdoors. And what was really interesting about this one, it was at least for myself and many of the attendees, the first ever outdoors, like big B2B type conference that had like a music festival feeling to it. Some people call it Sascella, some people call it Sasslapalooza, whatever you want to call it. That was kind of the experience. But more importantly, it was also safe as it could be. Sasser required everybody to be vaccinated. They did testing on site. So in addition to testing, you had to be vaccinated. So I think the 2-for-1 was kind of nice in terms of being vaccinated and tested. But some of the things I want to at least talk about on this conversation was some of the learnings I gathered from that specific event and experience. The first one being, I hadn't seen, frankly, hundreds of my friends in 18 to 20 months. And this was the first time I got to see that many people at scale in one setting. And what was really cool was nobody brought up the pandemic. It felt normal again. It felt like I was picking up the conversation with literally hundreds of people where we left off last time we connected. And I thought that was so cool. As humans, I think we're social creatures. And I found it so rewarding to finally get the energy I love getting from in-person events, from being around people at scale at that event. It was great. There was a art car. So towards the end of the day, we used to go up top and dance. And it was an amazing experience dancing and laughing and celebrating with random people. So my first observation, at least to my surprise, I thought people were going to be awkward, but bringing people together in that setting, it was just remarkable and awesome to see that people pick up where they kind of left off. At least that was my experience. The second observation, in some of the folks I connected with, there's a saying that you never know the battle people are fighting, because at the end of the day, everybody's fighting a battle that you don't see. And that couldn't be more true. In some of the experiences I had with people, it was just crazy to see in the last 18 months to 24 months in some cases of me not seeing some of these people, some of the life events they had gone through. Some had gone through a divorce, some had parents, loved ones die, and not because of COVID, because of many other reasons. There was one story of a wonderful gentleman I had met that was almost in a airline crash, where I guess at 30,000 feet up in the air, they were in a small plane and their door just like completely opened. And next thing you know, everybody except the pilot went unconscious. And the pilot, thank God, was able to kind of bring the plane down. There was so many other horrible life events that I heard from loved ones, people I met in the longest time. On the opposite end, there was also a lot of great life events. People got married, people fundraised millions of dollars over the last couple of months. But in general, it was crazy to see the things that you usually don't see via LinkedIn or via computer, right? And it was crazy for me to see how many unique people were fighting a battle that for the most part were invisible to your coworker, or at least to the general public.
When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/scale. Indeed.com/scale. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
It was crazy to see how creative people were when it came to events. Maybe we'll do a deep dive down the line about how you maximize someone's like return when it comes to these events. But it was really cool to see some of these companies be able to convert the foot traffic at Saster. One company in mind, ProfitWell, did a thing where they had a key and they put it and gave it to all different attendees. And if you walked by their booth and using the key they gave you, tried unlocking this little basket or whatever you want to call it that they had, inside of it, they had the keys to a Tesla, right? And I thought that was so creative, right? That they were able to kind of do that as a giveaway. There was another company, Chartmogul, that had a ton of different giveaways, some of them being these shirts that's on them said 8334, which stands for a huge milestone in the world of SaaS, right? But time after time, I was amazed by the giveaways, the creativity that I saw. And it was just really nice to kind of get that, because you don't usually get that in a virtual world. And that's something that we had missed. Number four, I'm going to give a shout out to the Saster team on this one. It was just, I think, awesome to see that, yes, even in times of this pandemic, in times of COVID, you can put on an event at scale that brings people together safely, right? And Saster team, I thought, did an amazing job of requiring vaccination testing and bringing thousands of people together in a safe manner, right? And I think that was just incredible for them to kind of set the bar. And hopefully the next person, the next event organizers, the next event venue or company one-ups Saster, right? Competition is good for these things, because the more we innovate, the more we can push through. And last but not least, at least for me, it was great to see how much energy I get from folks outside of Saster. And number five, at least for me, it was amazing to see how vulnerable and a great of a community Saster is, how they pay it forward. It was remarkable no matter who I met. I met some billionaires, frankly, at Saster, all the way down to first-time founders that were coming to Saster to learn, and how everybody wanted to learn. Everybody wanted to connect. Everybody wanted to pay it forward. The egos for once were put away. And that I had missed. So I hope if we didn't get a chance to meet in person that you can connect. I absolutely loved my time at Saster Annual, and I would love to hear from you. If you've been to a recent event or are going to an event, let me know what you're looking forward to. I would love to learn. And one last thing, in the chance that you are in event sponsorships or are curious about how you can get a better return on your events, I would love to know if that's something you want us to talk about on this podcast. Otherwise, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Be safe, be good, and have a great rest of your time. Until next time. Slow is just right if you're on vacation, a treadmill, or describing QuickBooks. It should be more like slow books. those difficult integrations, manual processes, and glitchy delays that leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Now is the time to switch to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system. Oracle NetSuite gives you everything you need and more. You can have full visibility and control to your finances, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and so much more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place. And the best news for you, right now, special financing is back. NetSuite is offering one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to switch today. You can head to netsuite.com/scale right now to get that special financing. That is netsuite.com/scale. That is netsuite.com/scale. Let them know that Poya from Uncharted Podcast sent you. That is netsuite.com/scale.